Hi, it's Ken Ogle with the 2 Minute Takeaway Podcast. Welcome to episode 208, which we call Leadership, the Problem with Feedback. If you're a leader, you may find yourself challenged in how to effectively give feedback to your team. Do it well, you strengthen your organization. If you do it poorly, you become public enemy number one. Giving feedback is not a skill that's taught in school, which is too bad. Let me share with you kind of a funny story with how it can be done incorrectly. I want to introduce you to Greg. Good person, but a little high-strung. Any kind of problem makes him panic. This was a challenge because he worked in the world of TV news where there's a lot of pressure. I could tell the type of day he was having by the number of veins that were visible in his face. I knew this wasn't a healthy lifestyle, and several years later, I wasn't surprised to hear that after I left the station, all the stress that Greg carried inside had produced a physical and mental breakdown. Greg took time off from work to get help from medical doctors and mental health professionals, and I was glad to hear he was improving himself. I asked my former colleagues for an update on Greg version 2.0. This produced some laughter. His coworker said that while Greg was more relaxed and able to cope with stress, all of his treatments had made him a little bit of an annoying know-it-all. You see, during his recovery, he learned a lot about coping skills and human behavior. He embraced these techniques, but would forcibly share them with anyone who breathed. For instance, tell Greg you're having a bad day, and he'd give you a 10-minute sermon about what you were doing wrong in your life. The feedback was unsolicited and could be generated by a simple comment like, "I hate rain." While the information Greg had learned could be useful to anyone, his delivery or bedside manner was poor. He went from being stressed out all the time to telling people why they shouldn't be stressed out all the time. As you might guess, after a short honeymoon, many decided it was best to avoid Greg. In this example, you have a person who has good information but poor delivery. If you struggle with giving feedback, consider these concepts. Structure. Is there a time or a process when you can share feedback with your team? When you deliver feedback in a random way, there's a good chance it won't be heard or will be misinterpreted. Coaches yell at their players during a game, but when they really need to get an important point across, they call timeout. Can you create a similar experience where you and the other person can focus 100% on your discussion? This doesn't happen in a hallway or at 4:58 p.m. on a Friday. Control the message. While Greg learned good stuff, he treated it like a one-size-fits-all prescription. In his mind, any problem could be solved with what he had learned. When delivering feedback, make sure you're aware of all the variables in the situation. Just because one person experienced things one way doesn't mean everyone else will. For instance, two people can visit the same park and have vastly different experiences based on their tolerance for noise, crowds, and insects. Do your homework to make sure that you're helping the person, not just spouting off a generic tip. Have a next step. Feedback should be part of a journey where someone was doing something poorly, learned of the problem, received guidance, and found a long-term solution. Make sure that your advice includes more than just an acknowledgement of something wrong. This important step opens the door to growth. You don't want to be the coach who just tells the athlete, "Hey, you're hitting the ball the wrong way," but never demonstrates the right way. If the lesson wasn't totally grasped, the coach wouldn't just say, "You're doing it wrong," for the second time. Additional information would be given to the athlete to help improve performance. Conclusion. Effective feedback for employees should be part of a well-thought-out process. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting? Find out more about my speaking presentations and check out some video clips at my website, kenokle.com. While there, you can also learn more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, which gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget, our productivity video series has new episodes coming out every week. Again, you can check it out at kenokle.com. K-E-N-O-K-E-L. I'm Ken Ogle. Take care.